you know what? We speak about this quite a lot. I think a 1-0 at home to Fleetwood, Tony's one that went over the bar from 6 yards out. We speak the other day about 1-0 up away at Wimbledon and Lee Novak's sitter. And 0-0 here, Josh's one as well, where I don't think we score. Every time we score two goals, I think we win a game. But we don't do it enough. And it's not like tonight we've not had chances. I think we've dominated territorially. I think we've, there's no point just playing football for the sake of it. We've created a number of opportunities and we didn't hit the target. We didn't make the keeper make enough saves. That's amazing. I just said to the players in there, there's one or two things to question. I've just asked them to be honest, to come to me if there's a problem with what's been before or what's going to be in the future or what's not right and wrong. I don't think they have any excuses, but if they want to come and speak to me and tell me what is right and wrong, come and see me. But expect that back in reverse. I think I've got a real honest group of people. I don't think tonight there's a lack of running around the pitch and making tackles. I think that was certainly clear for all to see. But we just don't look like... I think the word for me at the moment is ruthless. Ruthless. And I always remember playing as Charlton Athletic. You knew you couldn't miss a chance. You knew you couldn't miss. Because if they got one, you knew they would score. And it looks to me at the moment, and that's not just strikers, by the way, that's set. How many headers do we win from set pieces and not take them chances? So it's not just the strikers, it's in the box. We just don't look ruthless, and that's got to be improved. And you know what? I think it's, I just said to him in there, look at yourself and ask yourself what it takes to be here.
Not necessarily excuses, but mitigation. Did you think you should have had a penalty?
Yeah, but I seem to be every week becoming like a broken record. It's a blatant penalty. I think the fans behind the goal could see that. Souls have stopped. He's pushed him in the back. And it's as blatant as it gets. But seems to be the case. It was Jordan Mataka's, the one with the handball on Saturday. That was a penalty. But I thought the referee overall refereed quite well tonight. I thought he was quite straight and honest. He let a good old tackle go. That's the only one he probably missed, and it's a crucial one. But I can't come to you and start putting fingers at what a one aspect of the game. There's bigger issues than that, and they've got to be dug out. Listen, I know what needs to happen. Sometimes I can't be honest with you and tell you what I think, because I need to get the group competing. But I certainly know.
What will it take? What does it take? Does it sometimes take a little bit of luck?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes, I think in any walk of life, I think, listen, at the time that you got promoted out of League One, there were certain games that you look back on that you go, well, and we had a little bit of luck there. I remember when I got promoted, I've been promoted a few times with MK, that remember going from League 2 to 1 and 1 to the Championship, and there was aspects in games when we were poor and we won 1-0, and you think, how did that happen? And you need that sometimes. We're at the moment playing better. We're playing better. We're looking more attacking, looking more offensive, but not getting any more than one goal. So it's got to drop to his right. We've got to take the opportunity. The kid's finished. I've never seen him do that. We said to Jake, make sure you press him down the line that right foot. And he almost did. I don't know how he's at the outside of his right foot in the far corner. It's an unbelievable finish. And everything people seem to hit at the moment seems to be going in. Don't think Dex had to make too many saves. In three games, I don't think there's a double figure shot on target.
It's still a third of the season to go. Is the top six still a target?
Yeah, 100%. It's harder. But we can't keep saying that. We can't, this will be okay. I know what I need to do. And it's just a little bit, you can see the frustration. I know what I need to do. And I've got to make sure that we do it in the right way. And people have to show that they are going to dedicate their lives to this football club for the last third of the season. And that's what they have to do. Do you know what? One thing I can say about the players, they're a real good group. They're a real honest group. They work hard every day. It's just sometimes the nous in certain areas to do. And don't forget, we've got a young Joe Rebo still learning the game. Every contest, still learning the game. So we're not like other teams. We've got young kids in the team that are learning. Steffi making his debut today. They're learning and they're growing and growing and growing. And if I can keep the group strong and together, these players next season will be the best players. But we've got to go through sometimes that. And I know this club's done it many times with young players. They've bred them, and sometimes they've lost games with them, and they've not had that little bit of luck with the young players. And we've got to make sure that we stick behind them. And they're a real, like I say, keep repeating myself, but the real honest group, they're hurting there. Like, oh, this is the first time I've took 35, 40 minutes to come and speak to you, because it was about talking and about asking questions, not shouting, ranting and raving. I've done that a few times. So I'm not going to sound like a broken record. There's sometimes being softer and asking a little bit of deeper questions, a little bit more rawer questions in a calm way might have a bigger effect.